1 John 3, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And in this we shall know that we are of the truth and shall persuade our hearts before him. Yeah, I saw that. That's good. That if our heart accuses us, we know that God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not accuse us, we have confidence with God. And then whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and we do the things pleasing before him. This whole thing is awesome. 1 John 3, all of 1 John is awesome. We're going to be really teaching it on Friday nights. It's just the whole thing is about love and God's love and knowing, remaining in him and not, you know, everyone sinning has not seen him nor known him. It's just awesome. The one practicing sin is of the devil because the devil sins from the beginning. For this, the Son of God was revealed that, now listen to this. The one practicing sin is of the devil because the devil sins from the beginning. For this, the Son of God was revealed that he might undo the works of the devil. Isn't that awesome? He was revealed to stop you from sinning. He was revealed to stop you from losing your temper. He was revealed to stop you from adultery. He was revealed to stop you from alcohol drinking. Isn't that awesome? He came because he knew they're bound with sin because of Satan, and he was revealed to undo these works. And that's what we're doing on Tuesday nights and whenever you listen to the tapes or you let God do this work in you. We're undoing the works of the enemy. And then it goes down, if our heart accuses us, we know that God is greater than our heart. That what it's saying there, and that's what I talked with Laurie. When Laurie came to me with all this accusation, I said to her, because the lies were, you know, or it seemed to me the lies were, you can't be healed because you have a fear of not having fun or whatever, these things you're fearing. But the truth is, I said, what is the truth? And this is very important for everybody, to shut the accuser up. And these things you got to have in order. If you don't, then you're going to have a hard time really shutting them up. Do you really love God? You need to ask yourself, do you really love God? Yes. Do you really want God? Yes. I mean, you might have all kinds of bondage and stuff going on, but do you really love God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes. And that he was without sin and he died for your sins? Do you believe it? Yes. And you do love God? Are you willing to repent of anything God shows you? Do you want all evil out of your heart? Do you really? Yeah. You mean it. Yeah. And whatever God shows you to do and then gives you the grace to do, you're willing to do. Yeah. Then you're right where you need to be. And you don't have to worry one bit what the devil has to say or anybody else. So even if your heart accuses you, you can say, you know what? God knows he can change anything he wants to change in my life. But devil, I'm not listening to you anymore. Heart, you're not accusing me anymore. Brain, get out of this. The bottom line is this. Now, if those things aren't true, if you don't want God to convict you of sin, if you don't hate evil, if you don't really love God, then you're really a hypocrite playing games. And you won't like it around here for too long. You can stay around for a while because maybe you'll start to like us and decide you don't want to be a hypocrite anymore. But if you get past that and you really want God, you'll have him. Isn't that cool? It's so easy. So, if you kind of get it and you want to stop the voice of the accuser. And let me say, if he tries to talk after this, don't buy it didn't work. Just don't listen. Do you know you really have authority in your brain not to listen? You know, even when I talk about these thoughts, you know, I don't actually stop and listen to these thoughts when they're happening. I learn, but if I want to listen, I know what they'd be. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's what's so cool with communicating with God. He puts it in you and you don't even have to have that whole conversation. You know it. And when you talk to him, all you got to do is think it and it's there. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like when I tell you what God, when I'm sitting there and God's talking to me, when I begin to tell you what it is and I pull the whole thought process out, it's amazing. But with him, it's just spirit to spirit. You don't even have all that conversation thing. God wants you to get like that with this thing, where it's like you the Bible says that his children recognize his voice. So with that thing even start, I mean, it can even have like a, and you know that's not him. Why do you want to hear what it's going to say? Why do you want to argue with it? When it goes, say, you can get, and then, you know, for a while you can punish it, but don't overdo that to where then it likes it because you're talking about punishing it. Say, devil, shut up. Jesus' name. If you speak in tongues, put on praise music, do whatever to shut him up at first. There comes a time when he doesn't even try. I mean, if he even tries, it's like, Lord, give that demon the punishment of Satan for even trying to get in my thought pattern. In Jesus' name, you have no authority, devil. Just don't let him talk to you. Don't let him talk to you. Has anybody ever had someone who was determined to talk to them about something they didn't want to talk about? And you just don't let them do it? Well, do the same for this. You can stop the devil. You got to quit seeing it as yourself. You actually can get grace. And you actually can tell someone, I will not let you put me down. First, you got to get this accusing thing out of your mind so it's sincerely happening. But I have told more than one person, you will not talk to me like that. Because I'm not going to listen to that. I mean, there was one person in my life, and not my husband, but somebody in my life who was very close, a relative, who was determined that I had to hear horrible things about other people. And it was coming from a twisted source. And they could not stand but to get on the phone and start their yap, 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 yap. And I just said straight out, I love you. I want to have a relationship with you, but I will not let you talk to me about other people, period. When you do, I will be hanging up the phone or walking away. And it took about 5 times to do that for them to know you're serious, and then they don't even try anymore. You're not even on their dial-up list when they want to gossip or backbite or talk evil. You honestly can do that. I have taught kids whose parents would cuss them out and stuff. Well, we had a situation here. And it totally turned it around to say, you know what? You will not talk to me like that. Now, if they're under 18, it's really hard. You got to pray. And if it's abusive, you got to help them get out of the situation. But you can teach them to walk in love. You know, I can stand there. You could stand right here. Anybody in this room could stand right in front of me and cuss me out with everything in them. And I would sit right there and I would be talking to God the whole time about how much I want to see you free, how much how awesome you could be if you were set free in Christ. I would be forgiving you before you ever even asked. And I would be sitting there in the Holy Spirit, you know, saying, Lord, we're going to knock that devil upside the head, not the person. And Lord, thank you that they're going to get that devil's going to get the punishment of Satan for sitting here saying this to me, using this person's body. And God, not only set them free, but use them mightily for you. How about we make them a preacher? Amen. And that's what I'd be doing. And I'd be smiling so much that not one word that you would say would even get past the shield of faith that God's given me. So I don't care who's talking to you. There's grace sufficient. There's grace. God, have a conversation with God. Let God's wisdom begin to speak to you about how wonderful that person is. I have sat in a pew, whatever you call it. I sat out there, and a pastor absolutely, positively identifying who I am, talking trash about me in front of everybody. And I sat right there, and God and I had a conversation about how awesome that man could be, what a sphere of influence he has, how he needed to get inner healing so that he could get free and quit being threatened by somebody who speaks in tongues. And I'm smiling the whole time. Do you know how good that feels to get above anything the devil is doing and never focus it as belonging to that person? So instead of accusing, sit there with God and have a conversation about his vision for that person, his will for that person, how he could use those gifts and talents in awesome, awesome ways. Just get above it. So the Lord's telling me, get above it. Come on up here. Get above it. Get above it. Come on, girl. Get above it. Come on, get above it. You know, come up here. You can do that. You're dead. supposedly. How hard is it to get above something if you're dead? It's the part that makes stuff come back to life you need to deal with. Oh, God. That kind of got a little life out of me there, Lord. Kill it. I'm ready for an altar call for this. And that's the whole thing. It's going to be the whole thing. The thing that turns things, the thing that makes you doubt, the thing that makes you compare. Anything that accuses you, what's that? Tells you broke the law, tells you you're false, tells you you're false, tells you you're wrong, speaks in your brain. Let's get it out. Does it belong in your brain? Nope. Belongs under your feet. If you do something horrible, does Satan have a right to talk to you about it? No. Whoa. Now let's say that louder. If you do something, if you're still in sin, does Satan have a right to talk to you about it? Does God have a right to talk to you about it? Whoa. Is God going to convict you?
Yes.
Is God going to keep dealing with you?
Yes.
Even line up a trial if you don't get it together?
Yes.
That's his right, okay? Does Satan have any right?
No.
Now, if you get out of God's protection because you do not obey God, you're blatantly disobedient to God, and you have no reverent fear of the Lord, can Satan come in and eat your lunch?
Yes.
So you need to fear the Lord. Okay, you need to fear the Lord. I'm not pretending the devil can't whop you. He can. But only if you're not listening to God. Only if you're not living for God. And what did we already established that you guys want God, right? All right, we're going to pray. Some of you are going to get completely free. Some of you are going to spend this week catching those thoughts and stopping them. I say, ooh, that's not God. Oh, I get this now. That's not God. You don't talk to yourself and tell you how. People like themselves, okay? So you're not going to talk to yourself and tell yourself how horrible you are, how bad you are, how stupid you are. That's not you. That's something that you've come in agreement with. The Bible's very clear that we love ourselves. The Bible says so. If you don't love yourself, you do because the Bible says you do. Therefore, you're listening to a lie that says you don't. And you need to quit listening to him. Everything God made is awesome and wonderful. Everything, including you. So what if the devil's messed with it some? You need to let God renew and restore. Okay. Lord Jesus, I want to be completely free from that accusing spirit. Forgive me for listening to him,
for ever thinking that it was you,
God, or for ever thinking it was me. After all, I'm wonderfully made.
I'm in your image and likeness.
I would never think that bad of myself. I bought a lie from the enemy. And I renounce that lie.
And I
command that spirit of accusation.
Whoa.
I command that accusing spirit.
That spirit that perverts things.
To come out of me. I close the door. In my mind. Where he just comes in and out at will. I see in some of your houses, he's like sitting in this lazy boy with a cigar and a TV on. And hanging out here, baby. Wow, they make it really comfortable in here. I see the Lord walking over and he's taking the remote out of his hand, throwing it out the window, taking the TV, changing the channel to something like, you know, God TV. I see him walking over to him. He's pushing the button that makes the chair fold up. I see him now picking him up by his collar and saying, guess what? They're asking me to throw you out tonight. Whoa. And I'm throwing you out because they're asking in my name. So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus,
I command
that spirit
of accusing,
that accusing spirit,
that spirit of condemnation,
and false judge,
and false judge.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now I want you to, I'm seeing this. As the Lord's holding him kind of up and his feet are dangling, I see this big black duct tape and the angel's handing a big swat of it to the Lord and he's putting it over his mouth. Shh. And he's saying, don't even talk to him from the outside in. Whoa! Shh. So, can we have some music? You got some music? Oh, whoa. I want you to see him being knocked out. Whoa! It's coming. Let it go, let it go, let it go.